Well, you are here to talk about something very, very important, because coming up next Monday, you have a huge event.
Yes, sir, we do. So while I am a major at the Raleigh Police Department, I am also a member of Team Raleigh Cycling, which is a group of cyclists made up of current and retired law enforcement officers. Our core membership is from the Raleigh Police Department, but we're joined by agencies right here in the region. But we are going to start what will end up being over a 500-mile cycling journey up to Washington, D.C. for Police Week.
And is this something you've done in past years as well?
We have. Actually, Tony, this is our 15th year of Team Raleigh cycling to D.C. to honor fallen law enforcement officers. And I have been with the team now for, this will be my eighth time.
And how long does this take? That's a long ways.
It is. It is a long ways, especially when you're pedaling a bicycle. So we do break it up. We have 3 days that we journey here in the state of North Carolina, visiting agencies along the way to honor their fallen heroes. And then we will have a day where we meet up with another organization called Law Enforcement United in Chesapeake, Virginia. And then we'll do another 3 days from Chesapeake, Virginia, up to Washington, D.C. So a total 500 miles over 6 days of riding.
And now, how far across North Carolina do you go before you get up into Virginia?
Well, so every year before this year, we've always started in Raleigh and then rode 250 miles approximately to Chesapeake, Virginia. This year, we're going to do something a little bit different.
And is that include going farther west, or what's the route going
That's
to be
exactly
this year?
That's exactly what we're doing this year. So when Team Raleigh started and the ride to D.C., we kind of wanted it to be all one trek. Over the years, we have tried to branch out and hit some different agencies just to let them know that they are remembered. And so as we were riding last year, we had the tragedy in Charlotte with the four officers that were killed in the line of duty. And we are also joined by a group called Team Shelby, which is a cycling team from the western part of the state. And we really wanted to find a way to honor our western brothers and sisters that have died in the line of duty. So as we finished up last year's ride, we started thinking about the logistics, and we decided it was time to take the Carolina ride west. And so we're going to be starting this year in Shelby, North Carolina.
And Shelby, if people don't know it, that's out in the western Piedmont, I guess we would call it. It's not quite to the mountains yet.
That's right.
Home of a Gardner-Webb College down in that area over there.
Yes, sir. Cleveland County. So if for a general frame of reference, if you head to Charlotte and go just about another 30, 40 miles, you'll make your way into Cleveland County and find Shelby, North Carolina.
In fact, you wouldn't be far from South Carolina when you're getting over that
not
way,
far
too.
Far at all.
So it could be quite a ride. Now, when you head out, how long does it take you to get over to the Shelby area?
So it's we're going to drive to Shelby.
So that's going to be the initial demarcation point?
That's correct. So we're going to gather up and we're going to trailer over to Shelby to meet our brothers and sisters there that ride with us. And then we are going to, on Monday morning, leave from there on our bikes and ride back to Raleigh. So this will also be unique, and this is the first time that we have arrived in Raleigh instead of leaving from Raleigh.
So that would be interesting. Folks can greet you when you come back in.
That's right.
Raleigh. And how long does it take you to get there, get to Washington, D.C.?
So overall, it does take 6 days of cycling, and that includes several days that are more than 100 miles of riding in one day, which usually takes us about 12 hours. We'll start as early as 6:30 in the morning, and then we'll usually get to our destination about 6 o'clock that night.
And the good news is the weather looks slightly cooler next week than it's been this week, so that'll help you out a little bit, hopefully.
Absolutely. You know, we love beautiful sunshiny days, but we don't mind a little bit of overcast either, and for the temperatures to be down in those 70s, that definitely helps out.
Yeah, that's perfect if you can get overcast in the 70s and don't have to deal with any rain at the same time.
Absolutely,
too.
And if there's a tailwind, it makes it even better.
It's just like flying from west to east.
That's right.
As opposed to the other way around. Now, when you get to Washington, D.C., I know there's a big candlelight vigil there as well.
There is. This year is the 37th annual Candlelight Vigil. This is going to be a really special one for those of us from the Raleigh area as well, because Officer Gabe Torres, who was killed in 2022 in the Headingham shooting, will be honored this year, and his name will be placed on the National Memorial Wall.
Well, that's something that will be very touching indeed, because all of us remember that incident, I think. Over the years, have you seen support for this ride grow?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things that kind of people don't always know what we're doing. We're trying to do a better job of getting the word out about what it is we do and why we do it. But I can tell you, the biggest reward is when we stop at an agency that hasn't had a recognition of an officer ever. And we come in and we do a end of watch reading, just talking about the life of the officer, how they died in the line of duty, and then also putting a small wreath there. And I'll tell you, one of the most touching moments is when you have a family, and we honor an officer that was killed more than 100 years ago, and we still have family members in that community that show up and they say, thank you. No one has ever done this before.
That is fantastic to know. And do you think that, aside from that aspect of it, that the fact you're out there in the community and you're seeing these people, does it help improve overall police community relations too?
Absolutely, because we do invite the community to show up and to see what we're doing, and it lets them see that we're people just like everybody else. We have a hobby of cycling, and so that's why we're out doing what we're doing. But yes, it absolutely gives us a chance to talk to people one-on-one and make that personal connection.